Hello, everyone. This is Jacqueline Favors from the Meharry Vanderbilt Alliance, the organizer of the Community Health Worker Collaborative. Thank you for joining the call this morning or this afternoon, wherever you may be. We hopefully will start here shortly. I am waiting for our presenter to join in or to call in for the presentation. If you will just bear with us, thank you for your patience.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. Well, I think we're ready to get started. So I'm just going to read a quick introduction about you, Mike. Thank you for being a volunteer, actually, and a member of the collaborative that has volunteered to present for us on one of our bi-monthly webinars. Again, these webinars are just for us within the collaborative to begin sharing and learning more about other organizations across the state of Tennessee that are using community health workers or have a community health worker program. So today we have the pleasure of having Mike Leventhal from the Tennessee Men's Health Network, which is actually a national organization. And Mike is the executive director for the Tennessee Men's Health Network and has been since 2003. Since then, Mike and his colleagues have built Tennessee's men's health movement through a variety of signature projects and programming, all designed to build healthy families. Mike attended George Washington University and graduated from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, and he enjoys a variety of outdoor activities and loves live music, supporting the University of Tennessee Volunteers. And Mike is currently a native of Chattanooga and currently resides there with his teenage daughter in Knoxville. So Mike, without further ado, I will turn it over to you.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Jacqueline, and greetings, everyone. Thank you for spending a moment to learn more about the Tennessee Men's Health Network and our men's health movement that we have built in Tennessee. Next slide, please. So what we'll be covering today is, what is the Men's Health Network? We're going to talk a little bit about the state of men's health. We are going to understand men's health and the silent crisis that is the men's health. We're going to discuss some of our signature programming, awareness, and advocacy work, and then what men's health means to you. Next slide, please. So we can't talk about the Tennessee Men's Health Network without first talking about the Men's Health Network, which was founded back in 1992 and headquartered in Washington, D.C. Since then, the Men's Health Network has grown into America's premier resource center on the health of men and boys. And we are and have been advancing the men's health movement in the United States for the past 25 years. Now, the Tennessee chapter was organized and founded in 2001 and is a direct affiliate of the Men's Health Network. We have a presence in all of Tennessee's 95 counties. And within the past 17 years, we are proud to say that we have reached millions of Tennesseans through a variety of programs and outreach events that we have conducted throughout the state and do conduct throughout the year. Next slide, please. This is our mission statement. I know it's a little bit lengthy, but the bottom line is we are working to build healthy families, one man at a time. And the last bullet point is the one that I really want to draw attention to, and that's the work that we do with women. Why do we work so closely with women? Well, they're the family's healthcare leader, and oftentimes they're the ones who schedule the doctor's appointments. They do the shopping. They keep the trains running on time, and oftentimes they drag their husbands and their sons into the doctors kicking and screaming. So we feel that we need to work as close as we can with women and organizations that support the health of families in order to get men more proactive about their health. Next slide, please. This slide illustrates a little bit of our program resources, as you can see. And our number one resource is, of course, our online presence. All the resources that we have are fully stocked within all of Tennessee's Department of Health and the regional health offices and can be found online. So if anyone that is online now, if anyone would like any of our resources, please feel free to go to our website, and there'll be links at the end of the slide, and you can download all of our stuff at no charge. Next slide, please. Okay, now we are going to discuss the state of men's health, some facts and stats. Next slide, please. Why do we need a men's health movement? People have asked me that for quite some time. And well, men live sicker, shorter, less healthier lives than women. We have a high prevalence of death for 9 out of the top 10 leading causes of death. This is when I usually pop quiz the audience as, what is that one leading cause of death that men do not lead in? And people will say, well, it's heart disease or it's cancer. Well, in fact, it's none of those. It's Alzheimer's disease. That is one of the top 10 causes of death that men do not lead in. And mainly that's because men live shorter lives than women. We make fewer physician visits. We have lower rates of health insurance. And men oftentimes don't want to go to the doctor because they feel vulnerable. They don't want to appear weak or unmanly. And that's why, on average, women outlive men by 5 years. Next slide, please. This is the life expectancy by gender. As you can see, on average, 5 years. Next slide, please. Okay, this slide is one of my favorites. It's a little bit dated, but I think the data still holds today. This is life expectancy for men across the country. And you see those bright red pockets. That's where men live the shortest lives. And a lot of that is within the southeastern region, especially along the Mississippi and Arkansas Delta. And people typically that live in those areas of the country have lower incomes. They don't have access to health care. Oftentimes hospitals can be 100 miles, maybe 150 miles away, so they don't have access. And you've got people living there that have poor diets. Let's face it, if you've ever been to Mississippi and you've eaten at a meat and three there, it's not the healthiest of options. And so you've got very high mortality rates for men in those particular regions of the country. Tennessee, not as bad as Mississippi and Alabama, but we certainly have a lot of work to do. Next slide, please. life expectancy in Tennessee, it mirrors the rest of the country. Next slide, please. Causes of death. This is the leading causes of death in the United States. Next slide, please. I know I'm going through these slides quickly. This is the causes of death in Tennessee. Again, mirrors the rest of the country. Okay, next slide, please. This is where we attempt to understand men's health. Next slide, please. Women are 100% more likely to seek preventative health care than men. Well, why is that? Because women at a very early age have been told they need to go to the doctor every year for annual screenings and annual physicals, that type of thing. Boys, not so much. In fact, oftentimes boys go to the doctor only when they need a sports physical, and then they don't go back to the doctor after that last sports physical until they discover something, some type of an acute pain or some type of an issue that gets them into the doctors. And that could be 20 years, 30 years later. Next slide, please. Why don't men make doctor visits? Well, a lot of it has to do with socialization. You know, we at the Men's Health Network are attempting to try to change the culture of men's health, to get away from that big boys don't cry mentality. Oftentimes men work long hours and feel like they can't take the time off to make doctor's appointments. Of course, I mentioned the fact that men have higher rates lack of health insurance. And oftentimes men will just say, hey, you know, if they don't feel like they've got a problem, they don't really need to go to the doctor. But what we really want to do at the Men's Health Network is make health a top priority for men. Next slide, please. Here are some of my favorite excuses as why men don't like going to the doctor. I'm sure these resonate with a few of you all. There's no reason for me to go. I'm fine. I don't have time. I don't like doctors. I'm afraid they might find something. That's a big one. A lot of men will tell me, well, if I don't know I have cancer, then I don't have it. And then of course, I don't need to go until I'm older, says the 70-year-old guy. Next slide, please. Okay, so we're at lunch now. So here's just a little bit of food for thought. Recognizing preventing men's health is not just a man's issue. This is a family issue. It has a direct impact on wives, mothers, daughters, sisters, and there are many ways that you all, especially community health workers and people that are in the public health landscape, can help us in advancing the men's health movement. Next slide, please. So we at the Tennessee Men's Health Network, we are men's health 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But a couple of months, we really put the spotlight on men's health, and that is June, which was at one point Men's Health Week. It's now Men's Health Month. And then September, which is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Next slide, please. So as I mentioned, June is Men's Health Month, which originated as Men's Health Week, the week leading up to Father's Day. It was created by Congress in 1994. And interestingly enough, Men's Health Week was the last time Congress ever proclaimed a week dedicated to a specific cause or an awareness period. So we got in right at the nick of time. Since then, 50 governors have recognized Men's Health Month in their state. And during Men's Health Month, we host health screenings, health fairs, and other special events that put the spotlight on men's health. And we're fortunate to have corporations and other public health agencies and professionals work with us, not only in Tennessee, but across America to help promote the men's health movement. Next slide, please. I mentioned that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and it's just a time for us to highlight the importance of early detection in terms of prostate cancer and prostate health. We have two fantastic websites that link people to resources on prostate health, and they are mentioned right there. They'll be at the end of this slide deck as well. Next slide, please. Prostate cancer is... Everybody knows prostate cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer found in men. And those who are at the highest risk are African-American men, Native American men, and veterans, especially Vietnam veterans that were exposed to chemical agents like Agent Orange. And so we work very closely with community-based organizations that work in those populations in order to promote the importance of early detection. Next slide, please. This is a sample of some of the men's health movement partners that we have enlisted over the past 17 years in Tennessee. As you see there, some of them are some very familiar names. Next slide, please. In addition to corporations, we also have franchises, sports franchises, that have partnered with us in order to help promote men's health. And as you see there, NASCAR is one of the one of our partners. And I just want to share a quick story with you all. The very first event that I hosted when I was hired on as executive director was to conduct a prostate cancer screening at the Bristol Motor Speedway during the August race, the night race in August. And I'm thinking to myself, there is no way anybody is going to want to get their prostate checked before a NASCAR race. We had a mobile screening unit. We had internists from East Tennessee State on hand to do the screenings. And sure enough, we had over 100 men. They were lined up. They had their shirts off. They had coolers full of beer. And they were waiting to get their prostate checked. And at that time, I really knew this program has got traction. This is something that is really needed. Next slide, please.
Hi, Mike. We're experiencing a little bit of probably technical difficulty.
Partners. Really. Next slide. Yes. Does someone have a question?
Okay. Mike, I'm sorry. This is Jacqueline. It was a little bit of a bad connection for just a moment. If you will just repeat about the community partners one more time.
The community partners? Sure. I'd be happy to. As you can see, the Boy Scouts of America, the YMCA, the Rotary Club, and their Society of Physicians, and the Veterans Health Council are all community partners of ours that help us promote men's health within their agencies. We were transitioning into advocacy and the work that we do as advocates, not only on the federal, state, on the federal, state, and local level. And I don't know which slide you're on. I think it's men's health advocacy. There are snapshots of us working with members of the General Assembly.
Yes, we are with working. You.
Okay, great. So as you can see, we have a lot of friends that are in positions that can affect public policy, especially healthcare policy, not only in Tennessee but on the federal level. Next slide, please. And that the seminal moment in our advocacy work occurred a few years ago when the White House invited us in and invited the Men's Health Network to host a dialogue on men's health. And at that dialogue, individuals and other stakeholders from across the country that understand that there is a crisis in terms of the health of boys and men in America all came together and kind of shared what they've been doing in their communities and in their states to help men live healthier lives. And since then, we've hosted regional dialogues that are working to continue the networking and to continue sharing ideas and some best practices on how to reach men and boys. Next slide, please. So one of those programs that came out of that was our Save the Doodads campaign. And Save the Doodads was created as a fun, lighthearted way to raise awareness for testicular cancer, which is a cancer that's typically found in young men between the ages of 15 and 30. I was thinking, well, how do we reach that population regarding this very sensitive subject? And I knew it had to be something that involved humor. And some of you may be familiar with the Save the Tatas campaign. It's been around for over a decade. And I reached out to the woman who facilitated that campaign and said, hey, what do you think about Save the Doodads? And she loved the idea. And so we were off and running at that point. Next slide, please. We created a website. As you can see there, with the sole purpose of educating young men on how to conduct testicular self-examinations. Next slide, please. Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity on the University of Tennessee campus adopted our cause as their philanthropy and helped us raise some resources to keep the website online and to develop some materials in order to illustrate this testicular sub-exam. Next slide, please. And then we hit the college campuses. And here are some pictures of students at, I think that's East Tennessee State University, promoting Save the Doodads and testicular self-examinations. Next slide, please. What's great about our programs is that they're very media friendly. Oftentimes, there are never stories about men's health and what's happening within the men's health space. And so the media loves to cover what we're doing and assist us through helping us raise awareness. Next slide, please. Okay, this is the call to action. This is when we need you. So next slide, please. There are a few ways that you can help us advance the men's health movement, and that is by encouraging people to partner. You can partner with us and encourage others to partner with us by joining our advisory board, which is just an informal board of clinicians and other public health professionals and just health professionals in general that believe in the work that we're doing. Encouraging others, whether it be within the public or private sector, to collaborate with us during our awareness periods, or to even you create your own awareness project. And then as far as advocacy is concerned, you know, we're always looking for new advocates to help us grow and sustain the men's health movement. Next slide, please. Any questions? Okay. Next slide. Here are those resources that I
I'm sorry, Mike. Actually, we have everyone else on mute, and we've asked for everyone to list questions into the chat box. I don't see any questions at this time. And we'll also share your email at the end of the presentation for folks to ask any specific questions if they would like to do that as well.
That would be great. Thank you. And the links to the different websites are, I think you've got that slide up now. Next slide, please. You can follow us on our social media platform. I would encourage everyone to do so. Next slide, please. And thank you for your time. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. And thank you, Jacqueline, for facilitating this. If there's ever anything I can do for you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. And I did not mention this before we started, but Mike is going to jump off the call. He's actually heading to talk with one of our legislators now about their organization to do a little bit of advocacy work. But we do thank everyone for joining this call today. We are recording this webinar, and it will be accessible on our website. And I have the slide up right now with Mike's email. And also the Men's Health Network website, if you would like to visit that. That's also listed there. I welcome anyone to reach out to me if you are interested in being a presenter in the future. We do have these webinars scheduled bi-monthly. You can see on the screen now that we will have in January of the new year, Tennessee Commission on Aging and Disability. And then in March, the Tennessee Disability Pathfinder, talking about how they use community health workers in their organizations.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Everyone, have a great day.
Thank you. If you're still on the call, if you do have any questions, feel free. You may list those in that chat box if there's any comments or questions for myself, or feel free to reach out to Mike via email with those questions. So thank you all for joining today, and I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of the day. Goodbye.